Didn't Erev Shabbos, everybody. Welcome to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Calendar may say Friday, but for us, there is no Friday. There is only Erev Shabbos. Let's go, everybody. Put that smile on your face. Put that Shabbos punim on. The punim, the pnim. Let your face reveal your essence. And let that essence be joyful. Shabbos, all your Shabbos, your soul. Again, momentarily, thank you so much for joining as we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors for the series. Memory and support of Fishman's, your friends, and Sister Chai Ripto, our support of Fredel, and in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sekler, Yaakov Tzvi, Ben David Aryeh. Thank you for your sponsorship and generosity. Erev Shabbos, here comes the siren, everybody. We are running out of time. It is time to get ready. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, thank you for being together with us again. Last week we studied from Rav Avraham Shor, the Lekach V'Alibah, a beautiful insight. The Gemara talked about Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, how he would wash his face, his hands, and his feet with warm water, and then Mimisatev, and then would wrap himself in a talus, in tzitzis, in order to anticipate, to count down, in order to get ready to greet the Shabbos Queen. Shabbos is ready for us. Are we ready for her? That is the question that we are challenged with each and every Friday. There are no excuses. We've changed the clock. Friday is longer. If we could be ready an hour earlier last Shabbos, we have that extra hour to be ready this Shabbos and to be ready and raring to go. So last week we spoke about, Rav Avraham Shor described, the notion of washing our face for Shabbos is not only washing physically our face, but upon him is our pnim. It's washing our essence, our internal. It's washing who we are. It is reviewing and it is reflecting on the week that we had. What are we proud of? What are the mistakes we made? And how will we be better in the week to come? That's why Bechamen. That's why it's described that the washing takes place with warm water. Warm water is reminiscent of kashering. It's Pesach season. We're going to kasher with boiling water, with hot water. That chamen, that warm water, is the way that we kasher our pnim, our panim. We are purging what is poisonous and the contaminants that we absorb throughout the week. And then Rav Shor continued, what it means, yadav, is a person's hands are opposite their heart. It means also to cleanse, to purify, to clean our heart, our emotions. And raglav, our legs are the world of action. They are where we do, where we act, where we go, where we perform, and we have to reflect on our actions as well. But I want to move back, and I want to go back to Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern, his Biyam Derachecha. The full Sefer, I don't believe, has come out yet. We're still working off of the small kuntras in advance. B'yam derechecha. And in Perek Aleph, he's talking about Achanas Yom Shishi, the preparations we do on Friday. And he goes through one by one the preparations. And when we last left off, he was talking to us about Minei Achanas B'yam HaShishi and the Arizal, that we get ready for Shabbos not only in the physical realm. You don't only have to set the table, shop, and cook. You don't only have to shower and get dressed. But also b'machshava, in the realm of the intellect, in the realm of thought, we prepare ourselves, we transform ourselves, we flip that switch in order to have our Shabbos thoughts, our Shabbos attitude, our Shabbos approach. Uvemaisa, and this is what we were up to. Uvemaisa dosh etzarech adam lizar liknos kol tzarechei Shabbos b'yom shishi v'lo b'yom chamishi v'chol ma shikne yazkeh v'yom el chavod Shabbos. Whatever we buy Friday, it's a big debate in the Gemara. Do you buy it earlier in the week or do you trust you'll find the better thing later in the week? But here he quotes the practice that one should buy whatever one buys, you do the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. You're not just buying for convenience. You're not just buying at Costco in bulk to stock your shelves, but it's the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. When you purchase, when Shabbos is on our mind and Shabbos is in our heart, when we think about Shabbos and our week revolves around Shabbos, when are we doing the big shopping? When are we coming up with the menu? In normal times, who are the guests that will surround our table? When we speak about and think about Shabbos all week long, our lives revolve around, we are honoring Shabbos the whole week. And when we purchase those items and we say we're doing so l'kavod Shabbos, then instead of being regular mundane purchases, we are in fact honoring Shabbos, we're transforming. Even though the core, the main reason for the achana, the ikar, the central purpose of the preparation we do, is to recognize the light of Hashem and to merit to receive
the yoke with love, with awe, ulebitel hayeshev eslavos ad sheyagil lemadrigas abitel agamar l'shem yisbarach, until we get to the level that we nullify ourselves. So Shabbos looks like it's entirely for ourselves. It's all about my indulgences, my food. It's all about the incredible menu. It's all about the conversations, the people. It seems externally like it's about me and indulging me, but in fact it's the opposite. I'm nullifying the me in order to be with him. The Shabbos queen takes up all that space. I'm inviting Hashem to be a guest in my home. The whole week long in my thoughts, planning my menu, I'm thinking about my guests. Ata b'yom shishi, but Friday comes. Today, Friday comes. And it's time to take our thoughts and our planning and to put them into action. It's time to go shop and clean and set a table and get ready. It's time that we speak the language of Shabbos. It's time that we start reflecting a face, the light of a face of Shabbos. Even though thought alone, intent alone, mindfulness alone is powerful. It's very powerful. Nevertheless, that's not it. I tell my wife on her birthday, our anniversary, or stam, a regular day, I was thinking about you. It's very lovely. Could you take out the garbage? Could you help me bathe their kids or feed them dinner, do homework? Could you? No, I was thinking about you. I'm covered. I got it. Earlier in the day, I was thinking about you. Isn't that enough? The answer is, you were thinking about me. You interrupted your day. You were thoughtful about me. That's a wonderful, wonderful reflection. That's a good start. Being thoughtful and thinking about me, that's a good beginning. But it's got to translate, and it's got to transform into a world of action in order to be complete. You've got to take it from the world of thought and bring it down. So we wash our face, the world of thought, our hands, our heart, emotions, and our legs, the world of action. The word lasos masam shem is batim oso. We got to move it over. We got to move it over. There's only so high we can climb. There's only so far we can go with our thoughts alone. They have to translate into a world of action. And he writes here, because we have to combine all the planning, all the attitude, all the thought, and bring it to a world of action, and bring it to a world of doing, a world of performance. And then he gets into Friday, the importance of doing Shnei Mikra Ve'echad Targum. He gets into Tfilas HaMikvah, the custom many have to go to the mikvah on Friday to get ready in anticipation. Baal Shem Tov, who had certain practices before going to the mikvah. And then he gets to one of my favorite minhagim, and that is, we've spoken about it before, Toameha, Kosav Arizal, the great Arizal, Rav Yitzchak Gluria, the great Kabbalist and mystic, writes, Ro'oi la'adam la'to'om es kol tafshilin shemavash l'chvod Shabbos. It is proper for a person to taste all the Shabbos food. Don't wait for Friday night or Shabbos. Taste it on Erev Shabbos. I was just mekayim this. I just fulfilled this with my wife's incredible potato kugel. She'll notice a corner missing later. Ki'u dugma sa'adam amechen su'da l'melach. Just like a person who's preparing a meal, a state dinner for a king, for a leader, for a president, v'toyim ha'tavshilim imitobim him chaserim. Is a tavlin, you're going to taste it. You're not going to go on a whim. You're not going to trust your intuition, but you're going to taste it along the way and make sure that it's good. Kadesh yisaknim, so that you can fix it. O kadesh yasho tavshilin acherim, or you might abandon it and do something different altogether. Kol zeh ho'rosh ha'mekabel ha'oreach b'sever panim yafos. So the host is eager to prepare and get it right. The host wants the guest to feel at home and to enjoy the experience. And so therefore we too, to honor the Shabbos, which is a queen, we're going to welcome royalty into our home. We have to taste and make sure everything is up to par, everything's up to speed. We say in our musaf davening, we say in the liturgy, we use a line, we have a sentence. Toameha, those who taste, chayim zachu, they merit life. These are the words of the Arizal. If you taste the food of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, then you are turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. We're not just waiting until Shabbos to find out, voila, how did it come out? But we're ensuring even before we go into Shabbos that it came out well, that it came out good. How are we ensuring it? By tasting it. So the notion of Toameh is not just to feed our boich. Happens to be, I'm always a little hungry. Who has time to eat on Friday? A shtickle kiggle, a little bit potato kugel on the way in. Nothing wrong with that. Unless you wanted to serve it whole. But nothing, I've been told. But nothing wrong with that, enjoying a little bit on the way in. But it's not just that you're feeding your boich, it's not just you're satisfying your hunger on the Friday on the way in, but it is a way of honoring Shabbos. I'm not relying and I'm not risking just coming into Shabbos, but Toameha, I'm going to taste it. Because if Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba, if Shabbos is the world to come, who doesn't want to taste it as soon as possible? Who doesn't want to imbibe the smell, the flavor of Shabbos early? But before we can really understand what Toameha accomplishes, before we can really appreciate Toameha tasting Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, literally and metaphorically, tasting Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, we have to understand what is the idea of eating on Shabbos. Yesh b'Shabbos mitzvah lasok im agashmias, v'zeh davar shetzarach birur. Shabbos, we interact with the physical. I would have thought the opposite. Shabbos, I am neshama yisera, I have an endowed, extra, holy, expanded soul. So Shabbos is a time that I'm less drawn to the physical. I am the most spiritual I am. So why on Shabbos, davka, do we have the physical? Ubira inyinu sheyesh kan avoda nifla'a. We have an incredible service. Legalos es ora loki besoch habriya, to reveal the light of God within creation. Legal sha ochel ina tov mitzat atzmo. You see, this is a theme that Ravitcher Meyer has. He has it also in Pesach. We studied a piece earlier this week about the difference between chametz and matzah, to find the light of Hashem in everything. Everything you could find Hashem in. So the food is not just its flavor. The food are not just its calories and carbs. The food is not just fill my boich and wet my palate. But the food is my contact with godliness, with holiness. Every pleasure in this world, the source of that pleasure is Hashem. And when I connect and when I attach the pleasure to God, its source, then I've connected to God, the good in it. So when you make that statement and you taste it on Erev Shabbos, not as a hedonistic, decadent pleasure seeker, but I taste it on Erev Shabbos because I am finding and revealing and peeling away, where is the godliness in everything? Where is the godliness in my cup of coffee? Where is the godliness in my nap? Where is the godliness in this conversation? Where is the godliness in my fine clothing to honor the Shabbos? There's an Or Eloki, there is a light of God. That light can shine through if we allow it. And here we'll end with this, is the important principle. The important principle is, are you just a Shabbos Jew or an Erev Shabbos Jew? Because if you're only a Shabbos Jew, you're not even a Shomer Shabbos. To be a Shomer Shabbos is to count down, to anticipate, to be excited for Shabbos. So the attitude towards Friday, in fact, reveals the truth about our attitude towards Shabbos. Tahinu lahargesh es oros haShabbos b'derech hachana. To tap into the light of Shabbos through the preparation we have for it. So by being ready and getting ready and tasting, literally and metaphorically, tasting Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, we accomplished two things. Lahargilas nafsho l'or, to get ready for the light. V'gam poseach hishtokakos l'or. And then we create this thirst, this connection to the light. And now we can enjoy the physical because it's no longer just physical. Once we've transformed it, we've turned it from the physical and we've made it something spiritual. Join me tomorrow night, special Shabbos Hagadol, 9 p.m. here on our YouTube channel. If you subscribe, it'll notify you when we go live. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about how to build community, how to grow larger and smaller at the same time, how to come back together again. And the story of Pesach, the Korban Pesach, will be that model. Got some amazing Torah sources, fascinating articles, tremendous stories. 9 p.m. in person, live in BRS, or online on our YouTube channel, 9 p.m. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, everybody, time to get ready. The Saturday is coming. We're running out of time. Not only we passed the early Shabbos, getting time for late Shabbos. Hope to see you all tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, as we extend the holiness of Shabbos by learning Torah on Motzei Shabbos, 9 p.m. Shabbos HaGadol. Comes that siren, everybody. Get ready. You will find Shabbos ready. Is Shabbos going to find you ready as well? That is the question. Have a fantastic Shabbos.